You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining me here today, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Hope you had a wonderful day yesterday. And here to wrap up this week, I'm going to play the first part of an older sermon from the book of Galatians, chapter 3. As a matter of fact, we'll probably wrap it up on Monday. It's almost 30 minutes long. It's from the first verse of chapter 3 in Galatians. It's entitled, "Who Has Bewitched You?" Paul was shocked that he didn't understand what's happened to these people. When he left them, they were doing fine. "Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed among you as crucified?" That he said, "This only do I want to learn from you." Notice there's only two options. "Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" You see, there's only two possibilities here. Either you worked and you earned your salvation, and the Holy Spirit's taken up residence inside of you, or you heard and believed the gospel, like Paul said in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Maybe you say that's simple. Well, there's a lot of people that don't believe that. Some people think you have to be baptized to be saved. So that's where we're at here. Enjoy this message as we'll play today, and this will wrap up on Monday. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.
We are in Galatians chapter 3. We are knee-deep in an outstanding study in the book of Galatians, are we not? Man, oh man, as Paul sore at these guys. No greeting, but some praise of his Lord and Savior for one verse, and then he goes at them both barrels. I mean, I marvel at you, he says. Then Paul gives us some wonderful sound teaching on the Christian faith and what it means to be saved. Or better yet, how to be saved. That's chapter 2, verse 16. "Knowing a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified." Now, Paul showed us there's only one way to be saved. There's only one way to be certain of your salvation, and that is faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Our theme in Galatians, faith plus nothing equals salvation. You can't add anything to or change that equation. And now in chapter 3, he's at them again. Chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Oh, foolish Galatians." He calls them fools. He calls anyone and everyone who attempts to add anything to what Jesus Christ did on the cross In order to be right with God, he calls anyone and everyone fools, unwise, not smart. Again, wow, is he mad at these guys. Here's all of verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. Now, bewitch is not Samantha Stevens twinkling her nose. Bewitched is better understood as casting a spell on someone. Hence the word witch. Baskaino is the Greek word. To cast a spell on you. That's about the size of it. If you start following another gospel after having known the one true gospel, then somebody indeed has cast a spell on you. Someone has spoken your name over a bubbling cauldron, trying to deceive you into falling away from the faith. Is that too severe for you? Well, maybe you're right. I'm certain the devil cares too much about you to let that happen to you. Not. Understand, there is a battle going on to shipwreck your faith. Haven't you ever met a Christian that's fallen away? How many tens or hundreds have you met? Is a huge list of Christians I know that have fallen away. There is a battle going on to shipwreck your faith. By number one, by deceiving you. To think that something is something. And number two, by making you lukewarm. Which of course makes you useless to God. He says, I want to vomit you out of my mouth when you're lukewarm. When you're lukewarm, you're useless to God. Which, of course, once the smoke clears, you have been shipwrecked. Your faith has been shipwrecked. When you're lukewarm, you're useless to God. The same temperature as your surroundings? When you give like the world gives? Speaking of which, I am willing to bet each and every one of you in this church, and those of you that hear this on the radio this week or the podcast today, that you have someone who you think is a friend who chants about you over a bubbling cauldron. Let me say that again. Each and every person in this church, I'm willing to bet you, has someone that you think is a friend of yours that chants your name over a cauldron. I'm not sure about the cauldron part. They do it to take you out. There's people suffering in this church today that I believe is having this happen to them right now. It's to take you out. For me personally, it must be seniors. Or people in another time zone. Because it happens to me before 11 o'clock at night. I fall asleep at 9 and before 11 o'clock hits, I've been crowned over the head with a sledgehammer by hissing demons. Must be some early to bedders. But I know for a fact God has shown me that this happens to me. That people get together in secret and pray bad things over my soul. And I'm sure it happens to you too. You don't want the proverbial John Hagee. I'm sure you can't get a used demon to chase you. It happens to you. There's people out there bewitching you as well. To take you out. Why were they bewitched? Again, the rest of the verse. Who has bewitched you so that you should not obey the truth? And that is the truth of the gospel. And ultimately, salvation, as verse 2 is going to point out. Haven't you ever woken up in the middle of the night and you've been undergoing a terrible, horrific battle with the enemy? More often than not, people are to blame for that. People that know you. People that know you. Verse 2. Okay. This only... fall on grace. Thank you. This only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by... the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? This is great. It's an accounting term. He divides it up exactly like that. The works of the law. These are some of the works of the law. Maybe you think that these things ought to be over here in this column. Baptism, that's good. He commands me to be baptized. It doesn't save you. Keeping rules is good. Circumcision, you were cast out in the Old Testament without it. Good deeds. Isn't that what your mother told you, or grandmother, or other people that you know? Son, you just be a good person and follow the Ten Commandments and you'll make it to heaven. What's good deeds and sins doing in the same column? To God, it's all the same, you see? For all of our righteousnesses are like filthy rage. Supposed to, rags. It's all the same thing to God. You, filthy, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in his sight. This only do I want to learn from you. Now, I put that up there. I've had that in my head for years because he's talking accounting here. As we're going to see that as we move on. This only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of flesh? He says, this is the only thing I want to learn from you. I quote this verse to Christians who believe that some sort of works is what saved them. Many people, like the Church of Christ, believes you have to be baptized to be saved. I know many Church of Christ pastors and leaders, or actually they don't call themselves pastors, but they believe baptism saves you. Paul said, I thank God I've baptized any one of you. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.